Abnormal origin of the right posterior segmental bronchus case report and literature review. With the increasing availability of chest computed tomography, the detection of small pulmonary nodules has become more common, facilitating the development of long segmental resection. However, anatomical variations of the bronchi are common, particularly in the right upper lobe of the lung. We report a case of thoracoscopic resection of the posterior segment of the right upper lobe of the lung. Preoperatively, the nodule was believed to be located in the superior segment of the right lower lobe. However, intraoperative exploration revealed that the nodule was located in the posterior segment of the right upper lobe, further showing that the bronchi of the posterior segment of the right lung opened into the bronchus intermedius. The procedure was completed uneventfully. Postoperative respective three-dimensional reconstruction of the lung CT images confirmed that the bronchi of the posterior segment of the right upper lobe originated from the bronchus intermedius. This rare case highlights the importance of 3D reconstruction to guide accurate segmentectomy in patients with anatomic variations. The increasing application of video-assisted thoracoscopic surgery for lung surgery requires accurately determined lung anatomy to prevent severe complications. Post-operative lung function is better preserved during anatomic segmentectomy than lobectomy, with the former garnering great interest. However, because of the anatomical complexity of the lung, segmentectomy is more technically difficult than standard lobectomy. Therefore, professional knowledge of the anatomical variations become increasingly important for the great thoracic surgeon. Here, we report the case of a patient with a bronchial variation in the posterior segment of the right upper lobe who underwent thoracoscopic segmentectomy, and lymph node sampling for lung cancer and literature review. A 74-year-old female patient presented with an abnormal shadow on chest computed tomography at a medical checkup and subsequently visited our hospital. Chest CT showed a 70mm by 8mm ground glass opacity with approximately 30% solid components in the right superior segment. The patient had undergone radical treatment for right breast cancer stage at PT2A0M02A, followed by 4 cycles of post-operative adjuvant chemotherapy 11 years prior. All other medical history was unremarkable. Relevant examinations were performed after admission, and no obvious contradictions to surgery was observed. Because it was difficult to palpate the lesion and the location of the lesion was close to the bronchus, a thoracic right segmentectomy was planned. We performed thoracoscopic surgery using 2 ports. We made a 2mm incision in the 7th intercostal space of right maxillary line and a 4cm incision in the 4th intercostal space of the right anterior axillary line at the observation and operating holes, respectively. Pleural adhesions were observed throughout the thoracic cavity preoperatively. The right lung was found to be divided into 3 lobes after being released. The horizontal and posterior oblique fissures were poorly developed. Horizontal posterior oblique fissures were poorly developed and the intersegmental plane could not be distinguished. This digital palpation indicated that the nodule was located in a high position, and lifting the right upper lobe revealed the suspect location of the nodule in the upper lobe. The interlobar fissure were separated, and the posterior segmental and superior segmental arteries were located following the pulmonary trunk arteries. After labeling the nodule on the pleural surface, multiple comparisons were performed. After labeling the nodule on the pleural surface, multiple comparisons were performed, and nodule was eventually found in the segment 2 of the right upper lobe. So the recurrent ascending arteries were dissociated and resected. Then the posterior segmental bronchus was exposed and transected. Finally, the right lung was reventilated with pure oxygen, and the intersegmental plane was clear after 20 minutes. The intersegmental plane were divided along the inflation-deflation line using the endostepers. Thus, resection of the segment 2 of the right upper lobe was completed. The tumor was 3 centimeters away from the incisional margin. As intraoperative pathology analysis revealed minimally invasive adenocarcinoma, hilar lymph node sampling was performed. On postoperative day 2, the right lung was completely redilated on CT, and postoperative pathological examination revealed MRA with negative surrounding lymph nodes. We reviewed lung CT images and performed three-dimensional reconstruction using MIMIX Medical 21 software postoperatively. It revealed that the B2 originated from the bronchus intermedius, the posterior segmental artery of the right upper lobe, bifurcated into A2A and A2B, branching from the recurrent and ascending arteries, respectively, and the right superior pulmonary vein has no central vein, but a posterior intersegmental vein that traveled below the S2. Pulmonary segmentectomy is one of the most discussed topics of thoracic surgery, since it requires an accurate understanding of the targeted lung segments to be successful. Segmentectomy. However, lung segments frequently exhibit anatomical variations, particularly in the bronchi of the right upper lobe. Here, we reported a case of bronchial variation in the right upper lobe and reviewed the literature on this variation to provide clinical guidance and for pulmonary segmentectomy. Trifurcated and bifurcated bronchi are common anatomical variations in the right upper lung lobe. The bifurcated type can be classified to simple or intersecting subtypes, and whereas the quadrifurcated type is open in the right upper lobe and relatively rare, contrary to the numerous variations of lobar or segmental bronchi subdivisions. Abnormal bronchi arising from the trachea or main bronchi are rarer. For example, the tracheal bronchus, which is a distal or proximal displacement of the bronchus in the right upper lobe, is a variant of proximal bronchi displacement that arises directly from the trachea or primary bronchi proceeding toward the right upper lobe. Conversely, distal displacement of the bronchus in the right upper lobe has been reported in very rare cases. A segmental bronchus of the lung may be ectopic to the distal or proximal bronchi. Euglenoma, previously reported 15 cases, apical segmental bronchi, which is ectopic to the lateral wall of the trachea of the right main bronchus, and 7 and 11 cases of bronchus 2 and anterior segmental bronchus B3 respectively. Urinating directly posterior to the bronchus intermedius. In the right B2 and the right B3 types, abnormal lung lobulation and top pulmonary veins are frequently noted. For the right B2 type, all patients had an incomplete lobulation between the upper and the lower lobes. However, no abnormality of the pulmonary artery was observed. We reviewed these anatomical types of bronchi in the upper right upper lobe and described the right B2 type that are misdiagnosed. The patient we reported also had an incomplete lobulation between the right upper and the lower lobe, and no abnormality of the pulmonary artery was found. The right superior pulmonary vein had no central vein, but V2 that traveled below the segment 2. In this case, the patient had a nodule located in the segment 2 rather than the segment 6. The B2 originated from the bronchus intermedius, and no significant anomalies were found in the apical and anterior segmental bronchi, whereas the bronchus, which was originally believed to be a subsuperior segment, was the superior segmental bronchus. Therefore, a right posterior segmentectomy was performed. Although the overall surgical procedure was uneventful, it was time-consuming and difficult. However, if this anatomical variation had been better understood before surgery, the surgical approach selection and the intersegmental plane identification would have been more streamlined, and the duration of the surgery could have been shortened despite the rarity of bronchial displacement incidents. It may present the risks of bronchovascular injury and difficulties in different lung ventilation processes. Therefore, identifying the displaced bronchi and associated pulmonary lobulations and vascular course abnormalities is important before anatomic segmentectomy. Furthermore, 3D imaging technology can help reveal anatomical variations promptly, particularly the rare types of bronchial branching, and is effective at proving the accuracy and safety of pulmonary segmentectomy.